This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show with my co-host, Joe Bruzuelas, Chief Economist of RSM. We interview top middle market CEOs so you could gain insights onto how to grow your own business and become a transformative CEO. Hello, America. Robert Reese, Joe Bruzuelas on the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show, and we're here today with Jack Mitchell. How are you, Jack?
I feel great, Robert. I feel absolutely great.
And thanks for being here. Before we start, Joe, could you give a definition of what the middle market is?
Sure. There are 200,000 firms with revenues between $10 million and $2 billion. They account for 40% of overall GDP, and they employ one out of every three people in the United States.
So let's talk about Mitchell's. It just had your 60th year, and it is known as the top end of retail. You serve, I think, 500 of the top CEOs, your personal customers.
At least.
And you were called one of the top 10 visionaries in retail of your time and a standard case study at Harvard School. What is different about Mitchell's and any other store that you know?
Well, before I do that, Robert, I just want to again say I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled to be with you both. And I always put my tape on. I try to walk the walk. And although I have written three books about our family business, and yet it's 60 years old, and yes, we have our case study at Harvard, but everything I say will say is authentic, and I believe in integrity. So everything I have to say is really for sure. And you, if you come in Richards on Saturday or Mitchell's or wherever I am, you'll see me on the selling floor with my tape. So,
okay.
So what's different about our store? We are focused, and we really focus and anticipate that the customer is the absolute center of the universe. We're really about personalizing customer service. It started with my mom and dad in 800 square feet in Westport, Connecticut 60 years ago. Today that store is 27,000 square feet in a town of only 24,000 people. And yes, we're a middle market company. We now have grown through three generations. My mom and dad, they gifted us the business. My brother and I took the business over in the late 70s. We grew the business dramatically, and then our sons came in. We have four sons. My brother has three, and with six of those, seven are in, along with my wife, Linda. We're moving to the fourth generation, but we're all about getting to know each and every customer. Is it Joe or Joseph or Robert or Bob? Are they the CEO, or are they an entry-level millennial that's coming in? Maybe a son or a grandson.
A Mets or Yankees fan. They always know what sports they want.
Absolutely. I mean, exactly. God forbid they should root for the Red Sox, right? But the Red Sox won that World Series. So we know that. I mean, when we acquired Wilkes Bashford, our great stores in San Francisco and Palo Alto, I remember that Jeff Wilpon was kind enough to sell me 10 tickets. So I gave those tickets to, of course, our new associates that work with us so diligently in San Francisco, and they did the best thing. This is how focused we are on our internal customers. They put all their cards in a hat, and they picked up, and they had a tailor, we had a buyer, we had a sales associate, we even had a customer that threw his pat, and they took them to the World Series. So yes, we have the Wilpons, and we have we have Brian Cashman. He doesn't mind me sharing that we're very strict on privacy.
That's the Yankees from around.
General manager.
Right.
Yeah. So we know their names. We have four basic values. We're all about customer center of the universe. They build loyal relationships forever, for life. These customers become friends. And then we're very data-driven. We know every single sale to every single customer by SKU, S-K-U. I always like to kid and say, we skew our customers. We don't screw them. And because we're very focused on the data. You know, do they like Xenia? Do they like Canali? Do they not wear any ties? Do they like knit ties? We know all that data, and that helps us to find out what the customer wants. And then, of course, we're always striving to be better. We're excellent. So we really are always listening and learning. I've already learned some things from your colleagues here at this great outing, and I expect to learn more.
I think that we can just talk for a number of hours, but I want to talk about one thing here. So, full disclosure, I'm a customer. I have been.
We appreciate that
years.
Very much.
I patronize the store in Greenwich, which I just adore. 10 years ago, we had a near catastrophe in the economy. I mean, things changed. Business hasn't been the same anywhere since. So let's talk clothing. Has anything changed? Has everything changed? You tell us. Because I remember going in to see you during the crisis, and you were your effervescent, upbeat self, even though there wasn't a lot of people in the store.
Well, there weren't as many people in the store, that was for sure. No, we learned a lot during the recession, but we had prepared for it from a financial point of view. We learned in 89-91 recession that cash was king. There's only one thing in our culture that we changed, and that was it. So we really have a whole program of how much we return earnings and so forth. We have no debt, and we didn't have any debt. In fact, we had cash available for in a rainy day fund. We used to call it a sunny day fund. But that rainy day fund, and, you know, Warren Buffett, who's on the cover of my Hug Your Customer book, he says sometimes during the worst of times, you can do the best of times. And it was then that everybody worked together as a team. We did have to reduce salaries a bit, and everybody, there was no bonuses for a while. But by the middle of the summer of 2009, we were able to right the ship, and we leveled off, and we were beginning to be profitable again. And we then ended up buying, out of bankruptcy, these two great stores in California, in San Francisco, and Palo Alto, Oaks Bashford. So we used that as an opportunity in 08 and 09 to really dramatically have an opportunity to grow the business. And we had an option to buy the building. Eventually, 2 years later, when we were able to demonstrate that we could bring the customers back in because they hadn't paid their bills in a long time and the customers weren't going to buy old merchandise, we bought the building. But, yes, we're not selling as many suits as we used to sell. But still, the dress code in many financial institutions, we all know that. And our wonderful friends and customers in Silicon Valley, I always like to kid, they don't go to the White House in a hoodie.
Yeah.
Right? So we have actually one of the world's records in our Keaton, which is like saying Lamborghini, trunk shows. It's one of the finest made in mm-hmm. Italy. But these wonderful Silicon Valley leaders, some of them didn't really know what cashmere is or where it comes from. So you educate them. And when I was out there, I would send them books on cashmere. I would send them books on why a suit could possibly be, $5,000-$6,000 or more even. But once they got it, once they understood that cashmere, and they put it on, and their spouse or their significant other would say, you look great, they would say, well, how many colors? So I always say that it's about getting to know the customer, though. Steve Jobs did a wonderful thing. He put in his book that he shopped with us before we bought the business at Wilkes-Bashford and then after we bought the Wilkes-Bashford. So it's absolutely, he did us a big favor in Silicon Valley.
In your opening comment, you mentioned data analytics.
Yes.
This is a real challenge for middle market companies. Many of them shy away from it, even though it's clearly the path you want to go down.
It has to be.
Tell us about that.
Well, when I came in the family business in 1969, my dad said, you can't even do a cash flow projection.
Really?
Right.
1969, no cash flow projection.
Right. Can you imagine that?
And
I found out by just doing a simple one that somebody was stealing in the business, and then I was a hero. I became the financial, and I brought in a computer. And I sat down with a systems engineer 3 or 4 years later, and she said, absolutely, just tell us what you want. And I told her what we wanted. And we've always had a very, very simple but very sophisticated database. And we can slice and dice that database however we want.
Now,
and guess what? We have fun. We really have a lot of fun.
1.5 minutes before break, the word hugs. You really invented this. Give a snapshot of what hugs means.
A hug is a metaphor. Make sure everybody understands that, especially in today's environment. A hug is any act or deed that says, wow, these folks at Mitchell's, Richards, Wilkes Bashford, Mario's in Seattle, they really care about me as a real person. It's doing the extra little things, going that extra mile. I like to say one for good measure. Do they like Pepsi or Coke? Or do they like white wine or red wine? Or are they recovering alcoholics? And therefore you know that, and you're not going to send them a bottle of wine for Christmas or Hanukkah. You're going to send them whatever else it is. So you get to know each and every customer. That's a hug. I write a hug of the week story. This is a takeaway that I thought about, actually, for your guests that will be listening to us. Every Sunday I write I pick up a story that's happened in the stores. You know, I mean, you know, like opening a keeping open to the store until 6 or 7:30 at night, you know, or opening on a Sunday, or delivering. We had one of the top hedge fund children mills in the world. He was flying in his plane to go for a vacation in Wyoming, and we got a call from him saying he had to be in Los Angeles for a big CNBC interview the next morning, and he didn't have a suit. And what did we do? We tried everybody in Los Angeles and Xenia and so forth. It's a 42 long. We have his measurements. All of a sudden, my son, goodness, we probably have one at Wilkes-Basford in San Francisco, which we did. Did the whole suit up, put the right shoes, got the tie and shirts, had the tellers order it. Our manager flew to Los Angeles, gave it to the concierge so he could be on the show. That's a hug story, but those things happen every day of the week because it's that passion to personalize service and to make people feel great, which is our mission.
We're going to take a break now. When we come back, Joe is going to ask you a lot of questions. Interesting, your governance system with a family, how intricate it is. Back in a few.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No. Someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, I'm Joe Bruzuelas here with Robert Reese on the CEO Transformative Radio Show. All right, Jack, we're going to talk about something very near and dear to your heart.
What is that,
Middle
John?
Market, family-owned businesses and governance.
Yes.
All right, it's probably one of the more difficult subjects to broach, especially when you're working with a family company. Okay, so tell us, why is it easy for you and perhaps not so easy for others?
I think it's... Why is it easy for us? It was easy because our parents were really nice people, without sounding whatever. Mm-hmm. They really loved each other, and they loved people, and they were all about their friends who became customers when they started. My parents were 55 years old when they started the business. My dad had ridden that train from Westport, Connecticut, to New York for 25 years. So we knew what it was to go up and down the corporate ladder. Anyway, so I think it came from the DNA of our parents. My brother and I took the business over. And we continued to do that. And Bill and I had some challenges. We look alike, talk alike, but we have different skill sets and different personalities. So we also, however, one of the commonalities is we always wanted to listen, learn, and grow. And we belong to a networking group of 12 specialty stores throughout the country, all family-owned, independent, not competitive, same luxury brands. And we heard a gentleman by the name of David Bork, who at the time was just starting his career as a business family consultant. He talked about the challenges of a family business. We don't have time to tell you all those, but everybody knows family businesses that break up because of that arguing and screaming and whatever. He said, you have to learn to do all this. So we retained David. It took us 2 years of nice hugging and loving, my brother and myself, to get the strike. We then formed an outside family, outside advisory board, and we formed eventually we set up the rules of our we could see that we had four sons and my brother had three, and someday, it was never a doubt we wanted to pass it on, but they might come in the business. So we have two rules. One, they have to work 5 years after they graduate from college for somebody else to learn what it is to have a real job and gain experience that they can bring into the business if they were to join it. And the other one is we wouldn't fire Robert to put our son Bob in that position. That would send a terrible message to a non-family member who wants to make a career with us, because once we hire somebody, we hire for a career, but not for jobs in the family too. So all of our sons, all seven sons, came in, started in 1990. And then we also have what we call a family council, which is a family council is anybody that's a descendant from my mom and dad that's 14 years or older, and their spouses, because we all know when you get married that hopefully your spouse has similar values, but not exactly the same. Somebody might feel entitled. You think, you know, if you have a nice, profitable business, you could drive Rolls Royces and Lamborghinis. Well, if you want to, you can, but the business isn't going to pay for that, right? You're not entitled to those things. We felt they were entitled to the equity in the business, and we made a commitment that my brother and I, we have already passed the equity in the business and the real estate. We own Westport, Greenwich, and San Francisco buildings to our sons.
So you're 60
and my
years,
wife.
You're 60 years in now.
Yes.
It's a real incredible accomplishment.
Thank you, John.
Fourth generation.
Coming to the fourth. Third. We're moving to the fourth.
Tell us about that with respect to governance. Is it changing, or did you really lay something down that's sort of been timeless?
It's we think it's timeless, but it's like anything, the world's changing. So I'm sure we're always willing to listen, learn, and change when we need to. When our business consultant now is sharing with us, he really feels that we should have a permanent board, one that's responsible, not just an advisory board, because they can't fire the CEO. So we need to listen and learn on these changes, but we think it's viable. Our oldest grandson, Lyle, 24 years old, just moved from a financial institution working for Coach just 2 weeks ago. You know, he's the chairman of our family council. So he's leading the meetings that we have quarterly of all the people in the business. So we think that some of our these next generation, we have seven, my brother has seven, they'll be coming in. But we're always willing to listen and learn and change if it's necessary. But so much of it is about being on the floor, being with customers. These cards that I showed you earlier, you know, about all our values that we have. Here's Richard's. We have the same one, says Wilkes Bashford. But everybody carries it around in their handbags or on them. And words do matter, because if you say the words over and over again, it helps execute what you're doing in the business.
So you have a 24-year-old heading your family council.
Yes.
What's a 24-year-old's view on this business? This is very unique, very particular business.
As a grandfather and as the former CEO, I'm now the chairman. I've moved from being a chairman to from a CEO to chairman. I don't ask those questions that way, because if I did, that would put him on the spot. But to me, the actions in this case stand louder than the words. I mean, he's a, you know, a thought thinker. He's bright. I haven't had, Linda and I have the older grandson, all of them, we have five of those have already graduated from college. So they all have great jobs. So I think we'll get most of those people, those to the next generation, but maybe not. Maybe, because one thing you have to make sure is if they have their dreams to be a financier, an economist, or a TV, radio commentator, that's what they should do. They have to fulfill their own dreams.
What do you do, Jack, when there are fights and there are disagreements? How do you handle that?
Remember, we're huggers. We never we've learned.
You never fight.
Never.
They're
going to
hug it out,
never.
Rob.
We're consensus driven. I was a consensus leader. We learned from David Bork. We learned their skills of how to communicate. You both know that. Right? How do you have conflict resolution? We've taken so many. We've taken Myers-Briggs. We've taken four or five personality tests so that we know each other's personality. You realize the first time I really realized bone deep that my wife was an introverted thinker. My wife was Phi Beta Kappa in physics in 1961 from Connecticut College for Women. She's brilliant. But I get my energy by talking, by meeting people and serving them my way. She's perfect for being a buyer, has great taste, makes the buy profitable. So we get to know each other, and we sit around, and if there's a disagreement, we go in the corner, and we talk about how we said, I am really disappointed in you, or, let's see what we can do tomorrow. We have skill sets, just like you learn how to play golf. You have to hit them straight down the fairway most of the time.
You've 1 minute left. What is the future of Mitchell's?
Yeah, I think the future remains very, very bright. I think it remains, you know, as long as we can, like we talked about, as long as we can continue to communicate. We had a family meeting today. We have every Tuesday morning we have a family meeting. I called in. Now I can call in on Zoom and they can see me, right, here in Georgia. And 9 times out of 10, we have all of the family members for it used to be an hour, now it's a half hour. If we need to, now we then have some of our senior executives that are part of our strategic planning that are non-family members. We have some great non-family people, and I think, you know, we'll see opportunities to come along. We'll see opportunities, and we are online. I'd love to have all of your friends who are going to watch this go online and see who we are online. So that business is going to grow. It's no question that the internet is here to stay, and we're there, but we still believe that if you're looking at a nice dress or a suit or a sport coat or whatever, you need a little bit of feeling, and you need a person that can give you a wonderful hugging experience when you come through the door and welcome them, just like you would in a home.
On that note, great having you as a guest.
Thank
on
you,
the
Rob.
Middle Market thank Transformative you. CEO
you,
Show.
Thank you, Jack.
So thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello,
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Kate Gutman. How are you, Kate?
Great, Robert. Thanks so much for having me.
And Kate is with UPS, who everyone has heard of, 434,000 people, and you have a very interesting job because you really have three roles in it. Talk about what that is.
Yeah, absolutely. So I head all of the revenue side of the business for UPS globally, so I'm the Chief Sales and Solutions Officer, and I also have the P&L responsibility for the UPS store as well as UPS Capital, which is a transportation insurance business.
What is UPS Capital, just because not everyone's familiar with that?
Absolutely. So you know that UPS carries all of your packages across your supply chain and the information that surrounds it. Well, this is an insurance component that you put onto the package. Whether it's traveling via the ocean, air, or by rail, we will insure it end to end.
And let's talk about the UPS stores, because I believe you're up to 5,000 now,
right.
And I will say I use mine all the time in Ridgefield, Connecticut, because the people are so friendly. This is a franchise operation.
That's right.
Talk about logistically how it works.
It's wonderful. So first of all, it is completely woven to the UPS portfolio. So anything that we can make available to our customers of the UPS store, you have the full portfolio of UPS. And with a franchise location or franchisees throughout the nation, a lot of entrepreneurs that know and connect with small and medium-sized businesses and understand the needs, understand what it takes to grow your customer base. And so we try to think end-to-end print services, shredding services, beyond transportation and supply chain. But if you need that too, we can bring your goods in from any country in the world and help you to get started with your customers.
As we're talking about retail, obviously everyone sees significant changes in retail. Everyone sees what Amazon, how they've entered the field and become the dominant player. What are you seeing happening and changing in the retail environment? Because you're also on the side from Sales and Solution, where you're advising your retail clients in addition.
That's exactly right. And so the change, I would say, starts with all of us as consumers. We've changed what we expected and the speed of the goods getting to our doorsteps. Just 5 years ago is distinctly different than what it is today. So we've all changed, and therefore we're more demanding to the retailers, including Amazon and the like, that we do have higher expectations. And therefore, UPS has a full range of services. So you can, some items are very urgent, we have air products, and then others that might need to go on a slower path, we have that option as well. But I would say in retail in total, it also is about the supply chain. It's how fast the retailers can get their fast-moving goods to their distribution centers. And many of them source internationally, though a great portion also source within the U.S., and we help them move those goods to the distribution then onto your final doorstep. And then the returns, in case, of course, we buy online and we haven't quite vetted whether we want the item or not. UPS seamlessly has the return options that you may need, leaving it for our driver or bringing it to the UPS store, for instance, if you're passing by on your way to work.
Let's shift over to the organization of UPS, and this is a 111-year-old organization.
That's right.
And yet you are in the midst of transforming the organization, focusing on innovation.
That's right. And it is exactly that. You know, the 111 sometimes scares people because it's such a long formative period. However, I will tell you, having started here as a marketing intern, I have seen such change over the years that it feels like we're beginning again with this transformation. The digital touch that we have with our customers and how we're increasing customer experience with them, whether they want to call a person directly, either us call them, they call us, or only interact via the web and our website. All of that, we have to make sure we delight them, that we're able to take care of the needs, whatever they may be. So innovation is key. We've always really had amazing technology internally. We are very automated when it comes down to the handling of our packages, which just means less human error and higher service levels. That's why we're the leader in the industry globally. And we just care for that package, that's your package, and make sure that we do that end-to-end so that everything is seamless. So very much using those that skill of that technology internally and then applying it to our customers. I'll give you one great example we're so proud of, and that's UPS My Choice. We have 53 million My Choice users. What that is me at home, you at home, and managing all of your UPS packages inbound from any of your retailers just by signing up with UPS and telling us your preference. You know, hey, don't leave it on my front doorstep, leave it on the side. Some people would actually give us more particular instructions, and others may say, just always deliver my packages to the UPS store because I live in a high rise that doesn't have a door person. So a lot of flexibility in that too. That technology is really innovating, and we're bringing more products to our customers through it.
So My Choice, it sounds really exciting, and it's, you know, it's great for the customers. But how do you actually manage something like that? Because if you get one little thing wrong for a customer, you could get 237 perfect, then you get one little wrong, and all of a sudden the customer is unhappy. How do you manage that type of logistical mountain?
Right, and it comes through technology. I'll tell you hopefully something that you know, and our drivers have always been a part of your community, of your neighborhood, so they knew your preference.
But no, then, they are. I will say this. Your drivers unquestionably are the best.
Thanks.
Because, like, Tony will know who I am. He knows. He sees my dog, Bear, and he's like, oh, Bear, here's a biscuit.
That's right.
And we're always amazed. How do they have all that?
It's their focus in life. I mean, they are.
It's a passion. There's no question.
It's a passion. So they basically were always that knowledge base. And then with the expansion of all of the consumers shopping online and what have you, we've now expanded that and supported it with technology, which is where My Choice comes in. And so now the driver still has that wonderful, valuable information, but now supported by the technology. And that's how we make sure that there are limited errors, because it is really tied right into their devices, so they don't have to think about each household individually, uniquely with their own thought process. So that's been key. And then I do want to say coming to the market soon is UPS My Choice for Business. And we're as excited about that because businesses, especially small and medium-sized businesses, have specific requirements or needs that maybe they're not at their location all day long. Their location may actually be their home. So we are going to bring a suite of services to them through My Choice.
Are you allowed to say when that's coming out?
Yes, just 2 short months away.
Wow, that's exciting. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the leaders who are reinventing the fabric of America. We're here today with Kate Gutman from UPS, and we're talking about My Choice, and we're talking about moving into business to business. When you look at digital, what are the greatest changes that you have seen happen right now that you're using with digital that's changing the whole infrastructure?
I will tell you, connection and meaningful connections with the millions of customers that we have throughout the globe. That is what digital has brought to UPS. So we have always had a sales force and inside folks that can reach a certain degree of customers. But when you can multiply that number by digital touch points, and then also artificial intelligence that understands how you are interacting with UPS, and therefore the digital becomes smarter in what we can offer you. If you ship one international package, you may get an offer the next day for a second, so on and so forth. So it's something that helps your life and helps it's more applicable messaging from a company, and really that's what digital has done for us and for our customers.
What advice do you have to CEOs of companies and how they could run their businesses better logistically? Oh, and I notice you only have 1 minute, so we may just start that question.
So I would tell you that you need to understand that consumers are changing and consumers are running businesses, so you always have to be able to adapt and think the next step. Think about how to delight while making it mutually beneficial. Of course, businesses being what they are, they have to make money. So ensuring you deliver the value so that you earn the money that consumers are willing to pay. So make sure that you adapt, and adapting means reaching out to customers in the way they prefer, and that might mean digital.
And there we have it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, got all choked up there. When we come back, we're going to talk with Kate about what it takes to build a career to become a senior executive and insights for women in business, as well as the future of UPS. Back in a few.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to ceoshow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Kate Gutman from UPS, and you have three roles, which we said already.
That's right.
Which is, you know,
Chief Sales and Solutions Officer, the Senior Vice President over the UPS store, and UPS Capital, a transportation insurance business.
So here you are in a company of 434,000 people, and you're I think, one of the two top women senior executives
yes.
here.
Mm-hmm.
You started in 1989 as an intern. How did you build your way all the way up?
Well, I'll tell you, by working with some amazing people. That is the short answer. I was fortunate in that when I was in college at Siena College in upstate New York, they had an internship program with UPS. And I started and then fell in love with the culture of the company and the focus on the customer. And I haven't looked back. So I would tell you what has helped me is saying yes to opportunity. I was a small town girl and had opportunities to move away from my family, which was the hardest thing. But I said yes to opportunity, have lived now globally and moved 7 times. So it takes giving a lot, but also getting a lot, and a lot of hard work and determination.
And you and I have spoken in the past, and one of the things that you're really passionate about is if there's a problem and you could write it down, you could solve it. And even though you're listening on radio, Kate is nodding.
That's right?
Absolutely. So talk about that and what people could learn from the ability to just solve problems.
It is so important. If you can really, as someone is talking to you about the problem and you can identify it and say to them, well, what do you think we should do about it? And then pause and listen, because a lot of the time the front line will have the answer that is much better than maybe someone that's a few steps away from it. But always pushing people to use their creative solutioning on how do you solve it. You know, one thing we phrase here is shifting to yes and how. So yes and how, even though you might have
shift
said,
from a question, you go to yes and how.
Right. So
I
if
like
you had
that.
To do it, how would you do it? So then that gets them off of anybody off of the mindset of here's the problem, and then it grows in size because you put a lot of energy into it. I will tell you also, we talked about any advice for people coming up in their careers, and you should use it also on your personal life. You shouldn't fuel the problem. The more you think about a problem and relive it and tell people about the problem, you're wasting the energy that should be going into the solution, and you're also fostering maybe some of that negative energy when it should be fueled more to the positive. So I've used that as a rule in life for both business and professional.
How do you do that in an age when you see challenges coming up, ankle biters like Uber moving into your business, and then Amazon and, you know, Google, they're coming down at you? In a world where there are constant challenges, how do you stay focused on solutions and not dwell on the problems?
You've got to keep your eyes wide open, of course. You can't be naive about any of it. You always have to think about mutually beneficial solutions, because then you can explain to the other party why it's beneficial to them, but also that you're in this business to make money as well. And so it is also taking it one bite at a time. keeping your eye on the future while you've solved today. And solving, again, is that key word. So understanding, dissecting, but getting quickly to the how. Yes, and how again. How do you move forward on that down the path so that you can land in a better spot 3 to 5 years out?
So I'd like to now ask about advice to women specifically. As you know, one of my personal goals is we only have 24 Fortune 500 women CEOs, more named John, actually, than women. And I've set the goal, we need to have 50, which is not enough. That's only 10%. But at least we have critical mass then. You grew up with two working parents,
yeah,
and you were driven for that. What did you learn about being a woman in business, and what advice do you have for women on how they can succeed?
Well, first of all, I'll say, Robert, you've always impressed me with your passion for women in business, and I've met your daughter, and she is also, I understand your passion now, but that's how my parents were. It was not a, Kate, there's a glass ceiling there, look at the problem and try to break through the problem. It's go shape your future. You know, put your energy into whatever you think you can do, and the sky's the limit. And so that's an important thing. It's not listening to the conditioning of society, but rather to your inner voice and what you can achieve. And then just channeling your energy on making that a reality instead of, again, focusing sometimes on the bad days or the bad meetings. Again, I walk past it. I think to myself, okay, containerize that. That didn't go great. What would we do differently? Move on. And don't stew on any one particular interaction. So I would say that is key, especially a lot of this generation's women, like myself, but especially this next generation grew up with both working parents, and to see more and more role models that were women working, and then such as the UPS, seeing multiple women at the top of this organization helps everybody understand that there's opportunity for everyone, male or female, and of all diversity. So it's proven statistically that more diversity equals better results. So why wouldn't we want to do that?
And on that inspirational note, what have you learned about building a culture at your years at UPS?
So I will say our founder, Jim Casey, was so visionary that what he said 111 years ago applies to our transformation now. So we're blessed to have that as part of our history. But the culture is one of partnership. When a UPSer does leave, what I hear from them is, I can find many great companies, I can't find the same people. And when they say that, they mean the people and the principles and culture that comes along with it. So establishing, I would say, line of sight and really the values, the core values of the company, practicing them, not just saying them. That's the critical must-do, and especially in this day and age. You have to live up to what you say. And then separately, I would say, be cautious or ensure your traditions don't commingle with your culture. So I'll give you one easy example.
That's a great sentence.
Well, thank you. Sometimes people say, oh, we're giving up the culture. No, that was just a tradition that happened even 20 years ago,
right,
but not 111 years ago. And so you have to keep people focused on the culture that makes the company so strong and not get distracted by some of the things that happen when markets change over time.
Did you want to give any more specific example? Did I cut you off right there?
No, not at all.
No, okay, we're good.
Yeah,
because I have an important question, which is the future of UPS. What do you see this great company, and where do you see it going?
So I would tell you the 95% of consumers are outside the U.S., and we're already established in over 220 countries and territories worldwide. We want to continue to help the U.S. market thrive and are determined to do that. We want to help small and medium-sized businesses be able to compete in a world where there's customers in countries they've never been to, but it feels so easy, it doesn't matter. And so that's our goal, and we are investing to ensure we help these small and medium-sized businesses compete and get their fair share of the market.
A pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you so much, Robert. I appreciate it.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.